Penguin Presents The Rosie Effect by Graham Simsion. Read by Dan O'Grady.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Anne. Chapter 1. Orange juice was not scheduled for Fridays. Although Rosie and I had abandoned the standardized meal system, resulting in an improvement in spontaneity at the expense of shopping time, food inventory, and wastage, we had agreed that each week should include 3 alcohol-free days. Without formal scheduling, this target proved difficult to achieve, as I had predicted. Rosie eventually saw the logic of my solution. Fridays and Saturdays were obvious days on which to consume alcohol. Neither of us had classes on the weekend. We could sleep late and possibly have sex. Sex was absolutely not allowed to be scheduled, at least not by explicit discussion. But I'd become familiar with the sequence of events likely to precipitate it. A blueberry muffin from Blue Sky Bakery. A triple shot of espresso from Oathers. Removal of my shirt. And my impersonation of Gregory Peck in the role of Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. I'd learned not to do all 4 in the same sequence on every occasion, as my intention would then be obvious. To provide an element of unpredictability, I settled on tossing a coin twice to select a component of the routine to delete. I had placed a bottle of Elk Cove Pinot Gris in the refrigerator to accompany the diver's scallops purchased that morning at Chelsea Market. But when I returned after retrieving our laundry from the basement, there were 2 glasses.